Good. So praise the Lord, everyone. Thank God for everyone on online, on Zoom, on Facebook, YouTube. This is going to be a special day for every one of us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your presence. We are thankful, Lord, O God, for your grace. It is sufficient for every aspect of our lives. Lord, O God, we embrace your truth and we receive your word. Let our lives truly be transformed, our minds renewed, and let all that you have called us to live out be lived out, O God, for your glory and honor, our benefit, and the blessing of all of your people everywhere. Thank you, Lord, that you've ignited our lives and caused us, O God, to be light in this world. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, tonight I'm going to read through a particular stretch of scriptures that are quite familiar to us, found in the book of Matthew, the sixth chapter. Matthew chapter 6. I'm beginning to read from the 25th verse. Actually, let me take it earlier than that. Let's take it from verse 24. It says here, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. The word is the word mammonas for mammon, and it can be translated as wealth. It can be translated as avarice. It can be translated as materialism. And it goes on and says, therefore, because you cannot serve two masters, you're either going to love one or hate the other. It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Now that's a hint. That's a telltale statement. Because when it says you cannot serve God and mammon, and then goes on and says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. It's basically saying to us that when we are all focused on our lives, focus on pursuing wealth, focus on pursuing materialistic stuff, that is serving mammon. That's interesting. Because the Lord is joining both statements together. You're either serving God or serving mammon. You either love one and hate the other, despise one, or embrace the other. And then it says, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life. Why is that? Because worrying about my life is going to take me away from serving God or loving God, and is going to put me in the pathway of materialism, the pursuit of wealth, the pursuit of notoriety and whatever else. So take no thought for your life. That's the warning sign. When you start concerning yourself about stuff, you are no longer serving God, you are serving mammon. What it says, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. It's not the life. Notice the statement, it's not the life. It didn't say it's not life more. It says the life. The life is the life of salvation. The life is the life of relationship with God. It's not just life. It is the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he's saying to us, isn't your the life not your life, the life, more than what you're going to eat, drink, the clothes you're going to put on. It's not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. Watch this statement again. It's not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. Isn't your body more important than the clothes? If you're concerned about the clothes and the body is not taken care of, if you're concerned about the meat and the life is not taken care of, then you have misplaced priorities. And God is saying, basically, get your priorities right. Saying that to me, saying that to you. And as leaders, he's saying that to every one of us. As believers, he's saying that to every one of us. Stop concerning yourself about stuff. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not. That's interesting. The fowls of the air do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. I find that very interesting, because we talk about sowing and reaping. We talk about that as principles that we must live our lives by. And the Lord comes by and says, okay, principles, they are great, but it is not about principles, because principles of the Word of God, anybody can live by. That's right. And God says, I don't want you to be living based on principles, because living by principles only brings you to the realm of you trying to relate to me based on what you're going to get. And sometimes we sow just because we want to get. And God is saying, get away from that. Yeah, sure, do that. But let that not be the motivation. Let the motivation be, I want a relationship with the Most High God. It's not about stuff. I remember something the Lord pointed out to me that I had not taken note of some time back. I think it was about 2 or 3 months back. I was teaching on the prodigal son and how he said, I want to go back. You know, the servants in my father's house are doing perfectly okay. Let me go back, and I'm going to ask him to be one of the servants. And the Lord pointed out to me, he said, that was not repentance. I said, what are you talking about? He said he was coming back for the stuff, not about the relationship. And so many times our relationship with God is just based on stuff. And we need to recognize that and divorce ourselves from that kind of a situation. We need to love God, period. Love God, period. Just love God. Not because of what he's going to do or not do. Not because of what he's going to say or not say. Not because of what he's going to give or not give. Just love God, period. Every other thing is to be added. And that's how the passage is going to end. It's going to say, seek you first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Why? Because I know what you need. Don't be relating with me just because of the stuff. As well-intentioned as your giving and whatever it is, just do it because you love me and you committed to me, and that's what I really need from you. He says, are ye not much better than they? The birds don't sow, they don't reap. I take care of them. So my taking care of you is not about, oh, I sowed $1,000, I sowed $20,000, I gave whatever. No, it's much more than that. I just want you to have a clear-cut relationship with me. Then he says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Interesting. He just talked about sowing and reaping, and then says, Which of you can change your situation, basically your stature? The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God and man. He says, which of you are going to change your status, your stature, your influence by just thinking about it? Is it true that we cannot? Well, I can plan all kinds of stuff and increase my stature. I can maybe start running and exercising and build up my muscles, you know, take some steroids and whatever else, get some high heels and get taller. But the Lord is basically saying, listen, all of your doings is not going to cut the mustard. I want you to connect with me. And in 2023, as we start in this year, this is a challenge. Just connecting with God. Loving God does it. Loving God. And every other thing that we do is as a consequence of that, not doing stuff to get the relationship, but relating, and because of the relationship, do stuff, basically. It says, it goes on and says, and why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Work is good. Well, I want to work, I want to work, I want to work. And God says, that's good, but there again, that's not your focus. It is not your work that is blessing you. I'm the one blessing you. I'm the one who's going to bring you the increase that you need in your life. Sure, work. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's true. But don't place the blessing of your life based on your hard work. He says, whatever you lay your hands to do, I'm going to bless it. He says, the lilies, they don't spin, they don't toil, they don't spin. And I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, if God takes care of the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wow. How deep is this? This is, if I take care of the grass that is worthless, don't you think I'm going to take care of you? Don't you think I'm concerned about your situation and I've addressed it? He says, not believing that is defined as, O ye of little faith. Therefore, comes back to it, therefore, because of all I've shared with you, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Don't start worrying. Or what shall we drink? Or where shall we be clothed? For after all these things, after all these things, what are we going to eat, drink, drive, house, everything? It says, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek? The pagan, the people that don't have a covenant relationship with God. That's what they seek after. For he says, for your heavenly Father knoweth, he knoweth that you have need of all these things. He knows that you need the drink. He knows that you need the shelter. He knows that you need the vehicle. He knows that you need the clothes. He knows that you need the drink. He knows that you need all whatever it is that you think you need. He knows about that. And he's made provision for it. So stop worrying about it. Rest in my goodness. Rest in the fact that I am your God and I am your source. And that the most important thing is a relationship between you and me. I want you to have that clear-cut relationship. The Lord, the Father, knoweth that you have need of all these things. So what should we do then, Lord? He says, but seek you first. Seek you first. Now, that's interesting. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek the kingdom of God first. Let that be priority number one. And when that is priority number one, Proverbs, like we talked about, I believe yesterday or the day before, he says, when we acknowledge him, he will direct our path. God begins to give you direction and guidance and makes life easier, and things begin to happen. Things begin to percolate around you for his greater purposes. Because if our focus is not first on the Lord, then we're going to live very dissatisfied lives. We're going to be grumpy because this is not happening. And sometimes the reason it's not happening is because God is trying to just move us into proper order where we begin to recognize what is most important. Because if we don't recognize that, we'll lose our health. We'll lose family. We'll lose relationships. We'll lose all kinds of stuff. But most of all, we'll lose our connection, our connectivity with the Father. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these things, whatever else the Gentiles are running after, all these things are going to be added unto you. Take therefore no thought. Third time. For tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Well, you don't take thought, but tomorrow will think. What? How does tomorrow think? That's weird. The concerns of tomorrow will be taken care of. They are taken care of. Tomorrow will deal with the things of tomorrow. The day is meant to deal with the things of the day. That's a whole slew of other things that we need to discuss in the realm of the spirit. That the day has an assignment that it's supposed to fulfill to serve me. Every day is called to serve me. Every day is called to serve you. Every day is called to serve us. And God is saying, tomorrow is going to take care of itself. Well, tomorrow taking care of itself is not me sitting down on my hands and saying, well, yes, everything's going to take care of itself and just sit like a lazy bump on a log. That's not what God is talking about. It's talking about me connecting with him. And because I'm connected with him and to him, the command of the day is given to every day to serve me, and life becomes easier, not a chore, but a conduit through which God honors my life and honors your life. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll stop there in this study tonight. And our focus is going to be God. We receive your word and elect to love you rather than stuff. I refuse to be distracted by stuff. I want my focus to be on you, the author and the finisher of faith. Every day, order my steps. I know I'm more important than stuff out there, and that the most important thing is for me to be connected to you. You know my needs, and you provide accordingly. far beyond what I dare ask or think. Father, make me greater in this life because I am connected to you, so I can be a conduit through which your love can flow out and touch others. Well, I'm going to ask three or four people to pray tonight. I don't know if I'm seeing everyone on that I'm supposed to see at this time, but I'm going to ask Deacon Byron, Sister Arlene. Is Sister Sherry there with you? No? Okay. So, Deacon Byron, Sister Arlene, I'm going to ask James and Andre, Elder Andre, to pray. I may add one or more after the fact. So we'll start with Deacon Byron and Sister Arlene, then Brother James and Elder Andre. Just pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. You've heard the word, and pray as the Holy Spirit leads you so that we can all fulfill the mandate of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are everything for us, that you have brought us into this world. You have created us. You have provided for every cell of our body, and you have made us, and that we are nothing without you, that we are sustained by you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we come in covenant with you, that you have chosen to establish a covenant with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that covenant is a covenant of blessing upon us. We receive that blessing, Lord, that makes each day easier. You have said that you want us to have abundant life, that you came to give life and that it might be more abundant. And so, Lord, we thank you for the blessing that you have given to us through your covenants. All of the covenants passed down, we receive them, Lord. We thank you that your desire is that we have life, that you desire, first of all, for us to seek you. And Lord, we seek you with all of our hearts. We have prayed, Lord, about things that stand in the way, that make things foggy and that disrupt our relationship with you. And we have confessed things and we have repented, and we just come under the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's we right. Thank you that we are in a position where we are under the blood, that we are under your covenant, and we can expect your blessing day to day to day. Thank you, Lord, that you are demonstrating it to us every day. You demonstrate your love to us. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises, for they are true and sure, and you are faithful. In all that you say you are going to do, you do it. And we are so blessed to serve a God that is faithful and is loving. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you and praise you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. Most High God, we worship you. Dear Lord, I just come before you. I humble myself before you. And I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse my heart and the hearts of your people of any lust or love for the world, for mammon. Cleanse our hearts, Lord God. Create in us pure and clean hearts. Help us, Holy Spirit, to walk with you, to love you for who you are, for your character, yes, for your nature. Jesus. Please, Holy Spirit, we cry out to you now in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, it's not by might nor by power. It's by your Spirit. Create in us hearts that are humble, pure, and true. Give us a heart that is able to receive your love and to give your love. Father God, I look to you now in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Lord God, that you would root up any root of bitterness, any root of looking to the world, the cares, the burdens, the worries of the world. Cleanse us of those things. Cleanse our hearts of those things so that your true and pure word can go in, take root, and bear much fruit for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we cry out to you. We ask you, Lord, to lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God. Let us live lives, O God, that are living sacrifices for you and for your glory. Help us, Lord God, not to put our trust in our giving, in our money, in what we do, but to put our trust and our faith completely and utterly in you. Yes, Lord, we look to you now in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your provision, for your blessings. Yes, but help us, Lord God, even in the time of blessing and prosperity, not to set our hearts and our minds on it, but to set our hearts and our minds on you.
Yes.
Lord, we cry out to you. We cry out to you now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy, Lord God, to keep us, to keep our hearts, to keep our minds stayed on you according to your word, to seek you first, to make our treasure in you and not in the things of this world that's going to burn. Father God, we cry out to you now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, oh God, to remember us and have mercy on us and keep us, oh God, from evil. Keep us from the love of money. Keep us from the love of mammon. Lord, we cry out to you now in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. We receive, oh God, deliverance. We receive, oh God, your mercy. And we thank you, oh God, that you have a good path, oh God, a path of righteousness and uprightness for your people.
Yes,
Lord. And we give you the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness over our lives. Lord, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name, O Lord. Father, help us, O Lord, not to trust in money, not to trust in material things, O Lord. Father, we give you all the praise, Heavenly Father, we magnify your name, O Lord.
Yes.
Anything that will be an obstacle on our way, O Lord, we pray that you remove it out of our lives, O Lord, that we'll put it above you. Lord, remove it out of our way in the mighty name of Jesus. Any distraction in our lives, things that are worldly, especially money, jobs, Lord, we will not put our trust in those things. Lord, it's you that we trust, O Lord, because you are our source, you are our provider, you are our protector, O Lord. Father, I thank you for your goodness over our lives, O Lord. Holy Spirit, direct us, be with us every day in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your favor over our lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your direction in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your provision over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O Lord, let your will be done in our lives, O Lord. Not our own will, but your will to be done in our lives, O Lord. Father, I decree and I declare your holy name over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you provide for the birds that fly in the air. They sow not reap, but they still have what they eat, O Lord. What about us that you created us in your image and likeness? Father, I know you love us with an everlasting love, O Lord. You will never leave us, or neither forsake us, O Lord. Father, I thank you for your love that you have for us, O Lord. I thank you for your provision over our lives, O Lord. We give you all the praise, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory. We honor your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, bless your name, and I just thank you that you are God in our lives. Thank you, Almighty God, for those of us who need to repent, that you hear our cries. And Father God, I thank you that your word goes ahead and reorganizes our thinking. And thank you, Almighty God. Your word says that as a man thinks, so in his heart is he. So we rethink our priorities. We reset our priorities in the manner that you've written down, you've spoken and written down for us. Where we are relating with you first.
Oh, Father.
And our needs are met.
Thank you,
Lord. Every need, whether it be a big need, low need, it doesn't matter. They're all met. Father, our priorities are you and our relationship with you. And also getting your gospel promoted. Seeing lives changed. So seeing people repent. Seeing people saved.
Hallelujah.
All to your glory.
Oh, Father.
We thank you that this is the whole purpose, that you say that you give us the power to get wealth.
That's right.
And Father God, we thank you that above all this, you give us the grace to see things changed where we can't make headway on our own. But you do. You break open the doors and you keep them wide open for us to go through. So, Father, we just ask you now, as we relate with you more and more, deeper and deeper, that you guide us further and further. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the time that we've been able to share the word of God and pray tonight. The word of God says in the book of Jeremiah, it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, when you think about it, there's a lot of good things that we do that is birthed out of wrong motivations. And only God can separate it. because he knows their heart. Two people doing exact same thing, and God separates them and says, you're doing exact same thing as this person, but you're doing it right and the other person is doing it wrong. And we wonder, I don't see any difference. They did the exact same thing. And God says, no, the heart of this one over here was in the right place. This one's heart was in the wrong place. And that's incredible. So when we put it all together, none of us knows anything about ourselves. God knows. And so I'm going to have Minister Dean and Minister Collette pray that God will deal with our heart issues. And then I'm going to close in prayer. God, help us to have our hearts in the right place. Let our heart intentions be according to your direction and guidance. Because I don't understand my heart. Who can understand it? It's desperately wicked. It's deceitful. But God, you know. So line me up so that my intent and your purpose are in alignment. Pray.
Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord. We thank you once again for being with the saints tonight, Father God, to pray to you, Father God, for a change in our lives in this year of 2023, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you know all things. Like the psalmist says, if I go to the highest mountain, Father God, you are there. If I'm in the valley, you are there. If I'm in the depths of the sea, Father God, you are also there. You are everywhere present, Father God. You know all things. You know the deepest thoughts of man, Father God. It is plain to your sight, Father God. If we hide in darkness, Father God, it is like day to you, Father God.
Oh, God.
So, Lord, as David said, Father God, Lord, shine the light on my heart, Father God, and our hearts. And if there be any wicked way, wicked motivation, Father God, in us, Lord, remove it, Father God, and replace it, Father God, with your purpose and your will, Father God. Lord, your word says that to a man, all his ways seem right, Father God. So this is why our motivations sometimes seem to be so confused, Father God, because to us, we can convince ourselves that we're doing it for the right reasons, Father God. And we deceive even ourselves, Father God. So, Lord, I ask you, Father God, Lord, just to shine the light, Lord. Let your truth prevail in our lives and in our hearts, Father God. Lord, just turn the motivations, Father God, like you turned Saul into Paul, Father God. He had motivations, Father God, but his motivations were not exactly right. And you just turned it, tweaked it, Father God, for your purposes, Father God. So, Lord, use the motivations that we have, Father God. We all have motivations for reasons, Father God. Lord, just tweak the motivations that we have, that they turn to you, Father God, that they be bended to your will and to your way and to your purposes, Father God, to produce the best results, Father God, for our lives and for your kingdom, Father God. So, Lord, we ask you now, Father God, Lord, to remove the veil, Father God, as you did for us, Father God. You removed the veil, Father God. You wanted us to meet you face to face, Father God. Help us to remove the veil also before you, Father God. Lord, that is true intimacy, Father God. When we stand naked before you, Father God, as you do for us, Father, and say, Lord, here I am. Take me, mold me, and make me into your image, Father God. So, Lord, I just thank you right now, Father God, that you've heard these words. And, Lord, we are speaking these words because we desire change, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, to help us. Help us to see ourselves, Father God. Help us that when we look in the mirror, we see the person that reflects you, Father God, that reflects your will, your likeness, and everything that you want us to do in this life, Father God. So we ask for your help. We ask for your direction. We ask for your guidance now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Lord God, we just cry out to you, Lord, for your mercy and for your help, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord God. For, Lord, we walk in this world, and most times we don't know what we do, Lord, and why we do the things we do. And I ask you, Lord God, to purify our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you would have mercy on us, Lord God. Those of us who call good evil and evil good, Lord God, deal with the issues of our hearts, Lord God. Wash us with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Remove the idols of our hearts, Lord. Give us the grace to cry out to you and repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, wash us, wash us, wash us with your blood, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Give us new hearts, Lord God, of flesh, Lord God. Write your commandments on those hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we can obey you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from our ways, Lord God, and our thoughts and our actions that are built around our kingdoms that we develop for ourselves, Lord, with motivations that we can't even understand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do only what you can do, Lord God, which is to judge the hearts of men and deliver us, Lord God, from the plans of the enemy structured against us to destroy us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Deliver us.
Forgive us and help us, Lord God. Redeem us, Lord God. Redeem those inner parts of us, Lord, that we hide from you, Lord God. Shine your light and give us the grace to say yes to you, to repent, Lord God, to lay prostrate, Lord God, and cry out for your mercy and for your help, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help your children, Lord God, your little ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those of us who are bound, Lord God, and confused, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from evil, Lord God, and cause the plans of the enemy against us, Lord, to be destroyed. Those things that are working from the inside out, Lord, deliver us. We ask you for your help and your mercy, and we cry out to you, and you thank you for delivering us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for the freedom that you bought for us, Lord. We say yes to you. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Have your way, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name that you would wash these hearts, wash our hearts, Lord God. We ask you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, we just can't hear you.
Father, your word says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. You turn it whichsoever you will. Your word says, O God, that you are the King of Kings, and if you called us into a kingdom as kings, you will not interfere with the minds of common men. But you said, Lord, O God, that you will influence the heart of kings. We're asking, O God, as your sons, that you've made kings, the Lord, O God, that you will touch our hearts and turn it the way you will. Lord, O God, that you will influence everything that we do. For we are surrendered unto you. King of kings, reign supreme over our lives. Be sovereign. We don't understand our hearts. We make wrong choices. But we invite you, Lord, to help us make the right choices. We return home not to be servants, we return home from our sinful ways to have a restored relationship, a relationship with you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you're restructuring every aspect of our lives so that we are able to bear the grace, the provisions, the blessings, the assignments that you have for us. Help us to be true, all the way true, all the way true, pure, all the way true, not by our might, nor power, but because of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. As your sons, as men, we look to the mercy seat. And we thank you that the blood sprinkled on the mercy seat speaks better things this day. It declares us every withhold without condemnation, without pain, defeat, shame, or confusion.
Mama Maria, or wife Maria.
We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise for all things. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so very much for participating tonight. It went a little bit longer, 3 minutes longer. but it's well. God is good. Let's honor God with our giving, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another time in the presence of the Lord. May God keep you, strengthen you, and uphold you with his right hand of righteousness.
Amen,
amen and amen. Good night, everyone. Good night. Love you guys.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.